Today's between master and disciples, the secret of being a good wife will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
宝摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，从北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精玉的庙宇。中部地区有一系列美景，闪耀的海洋，湍急的河流。较翠绿的松林，南部是本岛出名的文化中心，到今嘛依然保有真济早期移民初到此地时的传统。
冷清空气里车，亲爱的牧上师回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望。在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约10000名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年旧历新年。这吉祥日子的当日，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。亲爱的牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，故事和平奖。基金会会长曼纽尔·莫纳托先生甲参议员何和森·阿尔瓦雷兹表彰因在菲律宾对越南难民所做的慈善义举。
今麦邀请您做伙聆听1995年10月27日，青海牧上师在福尔摩沙西湖。会见西方同修的时阵所做的开始，主题是卡夫的闭关。
Actually, whenever we really concentrate inside, when we meditate, then all the answers come. You know, when the time comes, you see, sometimes we concentrate very hard, and then suddenly the answer comes to us. Like, oh, yes, now I know what to do. That's the best way, huh? Otherwise, if you truly have some physical difficulty or daily life problem, of course you can ask me.
Sometimes when I'm just sort of going along very happily,
yes,
some very bad thoughts come to my mind.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where they come from. They just sort of appear.
Uh-huh.
And they could be of anybody. I don't think bad. Uh-huh. It just comes into my mind.
Understand.
Now, I try to get rid of it, do various things to try to stop them occurring.
Uh-huh. It's okay. Don't worry about that. It's just a thought, okay?
Yeah.
And if you don't think about it on purpose, it's all right. Sometimes we pick it up in the air. Sometimes it's from the previous impression from the last life. Sometimes it's from our negative tendency inside, because we have both a negative and positive power within us. You see, that's why we can do evil or we can do good. So that's why we have the practice in order to try to control this evil tendency within ourselves. Yeah. So if it pops up now and again, it's no more. It's all right. Forgive yourself. Because you know it's not real. And you know you don't like it, so it means it's not you.
Okay.
Alright? Don't worry.
And I'm just trying to stop it as quickly as possible, that's all.
Thank you so much. Don't worry about it.
Master, I always have a question about how is the limit our own free will?
Actually, it's no limit. And yes, there is a limit. There is a limit to goodwill because of our bad karma from the past life. For example, if last life we have obstructed many people practicing, or we tried to do some bad things to many people, then this life, that kind of bad karma will come back and obstruct us, and make a lot of trouble for us, okay? So even if we have a very good will, we have a free will to be able to change our life, and to choose between good and evil. But sometimes the bad karma from the past life obstruct us, make so much difficulty for us to fulfill our goodwill, that we cannot do the good things that we want in such a quick way and in such a smooth way. So that's why we say there's a limit to free will. Otherwise, there is no limit to free will at all. That's why we must practice very hard, using our strong almighty power inside, in order to overcome any obstacle that we, ourselves, or anybody else planted before or at the present time on our road. See? So there's no limit, and yes, there is a limit. It depends on how strong we are.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, I feel like I've been sick more often since January than before. And I was wondering if that's a lot of karma that I have to go through and
you're
through
nurse,
the suffering.
Right? Oh. It's not really that, but maybe because before you have time to pay off for your bad karma. And whatever bad karma you take from anyone else. And now you don't have time. So whatever you have to pay, you pay now. So please be patient, and after cleansing, it should be all right. And when you're handling your patient, please be loving and praying all the time inside. And then wash your hand thoroughly afterward. Anytime you can, and shake it to cut off any psychic connection. Okay? And after you go home, wash with lemon and salt. And then put sandalwood oil or cream on your body, okay? Have to cut off some of the negative connection, should there is, yeah?
Should I continue the kind of job that has given me karma in the
past? Why not?
Okay.
Continue.
Okay.
If you do it with love and without ego, no problem.
Okay? Thank you.
Don't take any gift from your patient. Okay? Just tell them to thank God. Whatever they want to give you, give it to the poor people. Give it to charity. Or you give it to other people in their name. Tell them to give it in your name or in names of God. Don't take any gift. Just take your clean-cut money, finished, and give some of it to other people, to the poor people. Then it will help you a lot, okay? Just some of the small tip. But of course, meditation is the best. Yes, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
De forma muy especial, quiero agradecer la experiencia que tuve personalmente a través de un problema que tuve con un hijo mío en la cual usted tuvo mucha ayuda. Tuve mucha ayuda.
Lentamente.
In a very special way, she wants to thank you because she has experience about his son.
Hace 7 años atrás.
7 years ago.
Un hijo mío me regaló.
One of my son gave me.
Una estatuilla de Kuan Yin.
An statue of Kuan Yin.
Eso me hizo comenzar a averiguar de qué quién era Kuan Yin.
That made me investigate, find out who was Kuan Yin.
Y poco a poco llegaron a mis manos muchos conocimientos sobre Kuan Yin.
A little by little, they come to my hands so many knowledge about Kuan Yin.
Incluso el mantra que usted canta en uno de sus cassettes.
Even the chantings that you sing in your tapes.
Este mismo hijo,
the same son,
tuvo un accidente.
He has an accident.
Muy grave.
Very
serious.
Con su cabeza rompió el techo del jeep cuando se dio vuelta.
With his head, he broke the roof of the jeep when the jeep turned over.
Y me avisaron que fuera para que recibiera su cadáver.
And they told me to go to verify
the body.
The body.
Yeah. Mean he's dead.
They supposed that he was gonna be dead by the time she get there.
Pero, supposed to go and get the dead body.
Llegué, tuve que viajar 7 horas para llegar donde él estaba.
I had to travel 7 hours to get to the place that he was.
Y el médico me dijo.
And the doctor told me.
Que muy extrañamente aún estaba con vida.
Very strange, he was still alive.
Pasaron 5 días.
5 days passed.
En que él permaneció inconsciente.
And he was unconscious.
Y al sexto día recobró el conocimiento.
The sixth day he recovered his consciousness.
Yeah. Y yo nuevamente se lo encomendé a que usted me ayudara y decidiera sobre su futuro para no intervenir en el karma.
She didn't want to intervene in his karma. She wanted to ask you to help him.
She did.
She was asking you. She was praying to you for him.
Yeah. Nuevamente los médicos me dijeron que para recuperarse necesitaría un año en el hospital.
The doctors told her again that in order to recuperate him, he needs to be in the hospital for a year.
Pero comenzó a hacerlo muy rápidamente.
But the recuperation was so fast.
Cuando pudo ya conversar.
As soon as he can talk.
Me contó
he told me
que lo habían llevado a una parte muy oscura.
That he was taken to a very dark place.
Donde él solamente tenía dos luces.
Where he just had two lights.
Y una persona muy sencillamente vestida.
And one person very humbly dressed.
Pero llena de luz.
But full of light.
Le había dado una copa.
Has given to him a glass.
Con un líquido dorado.
With a golden liquid.
Que le permitió recuperarse.
That he was allowed to recuperate.
Yo pienso.
I think.
Que fue usted quien radió.
That was you, the one that gave it to him.
Durante, claro. Van, sí, a través de usted. La recuperación tal.
During his recuperation.
Duró. Alrededor de un mes y medio.
His total recuperation lasts around a month and a half.
Durante el tiempo que yo estuve cerca de él este mes y medio.
The time I was with him, the month and a half.
Mi espíritu estuvo muy tranquilo.
My spirit was so relaxed.
No había pensamientos en mi mente.
There were no thoughts in my mind.
No había sentimientos de desesperación ni angustia en mi corazón.
Desperation and nor anguish in my heart.
Tal es así que muchas personas pensaron que no me importaba lo que le había pasado a mi hijo.
People were thinking that I didn't care about what happened to my son.
Y yo pienso que fue una manera de mostrarme a lo que se puede llegar practicando constantemente el método Kuan Yin.
And I thought that this is the
blessing power of the Kuan Yin.
Yes.
Something like that. Well, it's easy to understand, no?
Así que gracias por todo. Man.
Thank you.
Thanks God for your son and for you. Good for you. Yes, when we practice the presence of God, when we are in touch with our true, almighty power inside, we know that everything will be all right. We know that everything happened in time. And whatever should happen, happen. And whatever blessing we get, we will get. So we feel very relaxed, very protected, and very calm, very blissful even. Because during that time of struggle and tribulation, God's power is very strong because God knows that we need it at that time at the most, more than usual time. So when we sincerely pray at that time, we get double, triple, multiple more blessing
That's why by praying for the destitute or desperate or the unfortunate at that time, without our sincerity, we get also the benefit of the blessing. That's why we feel blissful and calm and not sorrowful and worry. That is the secret. Huh? All right, so your son's okay, huh? Send him my love.
She says that when she meditates over here, concentration over here, she remembers her family.
If you think of your family, it's all right, it's all right. When you're far away from home, you remember your family. You can come to see your family sometime later, all right? Besides, after we leave this world, all the family member will be united together, tell her. It is normal for a girl as young age to leave the family to follow her husband. Yeah. Lucky that you have a husband to follow. And it's also normal that we miss our family at such a young age. Yeah. But remember, the world is our big family. And your husband's family now is yours. Yeah. The best you can do is take good care of them and try to adjust to the new family. Be a filial daughter-in-law, a good wife, and then you find happiness. I have a story about being a good Indian wife. I told before, no? A daughter who was betrothed to her husband and went far away. Before she left for her husband's house, her mother gave her a very, very good advice. The mother did not cry and did not let the daughter cry. Yeah. Instead, she said, you must listen to me. Yeah. This is a very happy day. Yeah. That God has blessed you with a good husband and who even practice Guan Yin method. Who doesn't gamble? Yeah. Who doesn't fool around with other women? Who doesn't drink? Yeah. Who doesn't cheat? But who is honest? Charitable, gentle, moral, virtuous, and handsome. Inside and outside. Inside is more beautiful than even outside. So the daughter was smiling and listened with all care and love and attention to the mother. And the mother said, now you go to your new home, treat your in-law relatives as your own. Respect your mother and father-in-law as you have respected me and your father. Yeah. Respect your husband as your only God and guru and friend and protector and the most beloved and respected person on the earth planet. So that later you will make a shining example for your children and bring glory, happiness, and pride to your new family. You owe that to your husband, to myself and your father, and all your sister and brother and our family to fulfill this duty. And you owe it to yourself as well as your husband to glorify all of us in this way. Take care of your husband's properties and business so that it flourish, is prosper, and it will bring safety, security, and abundance to your family so that your children will live in comfort. There's nothing to be said today. There's only the exciting future and a new adventure waiting for you. And to be loved by a husband is the most beautiful thing in the world. So you should endure to be a good wife so that you have all this happiness and success in your life. Because that is the only way you can be happy. So the daughter said, but
what can I do to fulfill all this noble obligation and beautiful duty that you have just told me? So the mother say, you must eat well, dress good, and sleep soundly every day. So the daughter say, yes, mother, I understand. So when she came to the family-in-law, she did exactly just that. Sleep well, eat good, dress beautifully every day. And then all the family members of the in-law were so happy with her. And she raised beautiful, obedient, clever, hard-working, hard-studying children for the husband and the family member, and the family's in-law. And other people came and asked for her secret. What did you do? How did you make it? Yeah? You came from such a faraway place. You know nothing about the custom of this land, and yet you did so well. How did you do it? So the daughter-in-law, now mother of three, patriarch of the family, female boss of the husband company, secretary-in-chief, housekeeper of the whole household, and a nurse to the elder and frail mother and brother-in-laws, as well as family leaders of the younger brothers and sister-in-law, etc., 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 and a stern but loving mother of three beautiful, healthy, intelligent children, said very humbly, I did all this due to the love and advice of my mother. So everywhere, of course, forgive me, give me, give me. Please, tell me, tell me, tell me. She said, my mother told me before I came here as a bride that I should go to my family-in-law, sleep soundly, eat very well, and dress good. So everybody said, what? What kind of advice is that? And you did exactly just that to run your family? She said, yes, I did exactly just that. Eat well, sleep soundly, and dress good every day. That's what I did. So they said, how? What do you mean by just enjoying this and then you run your family, everything goes well, but alone? I said, please explain to us. Are you joking or something? She said, no. What my mother means by eat well is that I must take care of the whole family members, feed them all, including the guests, until they're all full and satisfied. And then I eat myself what left over. Because after everybody's satisfied, nobody would disturb me anymore. And then I would be hungry by then, running around. So whatever left over, doesn't matter what, will be very, very tasty, delicious, nourishing, and with a lot of blessing power. So my body is strong, my palate is satisfied, my heart is contented. So I can offer my best service to my family after I'm well fed, satisfied, and enjoy a delicious meal in all quietness and tranquility. Because when everyone is satisfied and full, they also loved me. And of course, their loving feeling also blessed me as well, because I took care of them very well. All their good wishes and the contentment feeling will also bless me. And I share the merit of their happiness. And I share their happiness as well. So that's the secret of eating well. And then they say, but sleep? You sleep every night soundly? You just worry about sleep? They say, no. What my mother mean by sleeping well is that after everyone sleep, and I took care of all the doors, I turn up all the light, make sure that everything is in place and secured, and that the thieves do not come in, and everybody warm with blanket, and take care of all the family members, and everybody's well, sound sleep, and then I don't worry, and then my heart is very calm and relaxed, because I know they are all well taken care of and warm in their blanket, and that they sleep all night long, and they will never get up and disturb me or ask for anything or being sick. Then I don't have to worry. Then I sleep myself very soundly too, because there's nothing else to do. That's what my mother meant. And the other was feeling very, you know, surprised and impressed about the wisdom of the mother, as well as the wisdom of the daughter. Of course, like mother, like daughter. And now, they say, about the last one, please. About the last one. Oh, why you have to dress well, dress good, huh? So she said, yes, dressing good means you have to be always properly dressed and tidy. And you dress yourself with a big smile when you wake up in the morning and the last thing before you go to bed. And you dress yourself with all the loving kindness that God has bestowed within your heart. So when people see you, they see an angel. They see love written on your face. They see blessing shining in your eyes. They see God in your benevolent smile. That is what my mother means by dressing well and good. So that's how I dress myself every day. That's how I eat myself to health every day. And that's how I sleep to sweet dream every night. And if all of you do that, your family member, your in-law will be also as well as mine right here. So everybody, of course, bow and clap and smile and dress themselves well and went home. All right, good girl. Now, treat your husband as the only God that you know. Okay, so good night, kids. Beautiful angels, I see you tomorrow. Okay, good night.
真欢喜恁今日收看《师徒之间》节目，即马请继续收看无上师电视台的下一个节目《动物世界》，咱的厝边。调整新闻后，马上为你播出。愿你的生活享有性爱与加持。
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples, and now please stay tuned for Animal World.Our co-inhabitants. Coming up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television, may your life be blessed with divine love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.